You're about to listen to a message by Reverend Yomi Kasali of Foundation of Truth Assembly. May the word you hear bear fruit in your heart, now and always.
Many people did not believe it's possible. How do I get to the point where I experience, I encounter, and I receive, and God, through me, God can do impossible things? What God will do is to shed before you an open door. It's your responsibility to enter and to take it. Luke chapter 12, verse 32 says, "Little flock, fear not. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Wonderful scripture. Powerful scripture. Fear not. But many of us are always afraid. Alice, fear not. You have dreams. I have dreams. I have aspirations. But sometimes I have doubts. I have little fear here, little fear there. Is it possible? Is it doable? Can I do it? Fear not. The first thing you have to know is it's your Father's good pleasure. It pleases God to give you the kingdom. The question is, will you take it? Fear not. And that's why many times we don't. The word fear there is not to be frightened. It's to doubt, to have unbelief. To say, maybe it's not possible. Can we build? Can we do it? Is it possible? Is it practicable? Oh, yes, it is. Fear not. Fear not. And I've come today to inspire somebody who's got dreams. I want Cross Concert to be the pointer for you. You've got dreams. You've got aspirations. You have desires. And you're asking, is this possible? Is it doable? Are you sure? Because we've stopped walking by faith. We stopped it. We now walk by sight. The church have stopped walking by faith. The people have stopped walking by faith. Our major decisions are inspired by sight, by fact, not faith. You say to yourself, how much money do we have? Is it doable? Is it possible? How can this thing be? The greatest miracle of Jesus coming to earth was by faith. Bible says to that woman, "Be it unto thee according to your faith." There shall be a performance of his promise to you. Luke chapter 1. Faith. Cross Concert was a faith venture. And faith produced it. Faith produced it. I cannot tell you how many people thought it was not possible. How many people sent me mails. How many people spoke behind us. But some are too afraid to confront me or to tell me, Napoleon, that Reverend quit it, drop it. They know I will not drop it. That's clear, I will not drop it. But they will say, they will snare at the back. They will say, well, let's watch and see. I don't think it's possible. How do we do it? How can it be done? Everything is doable with God. Everything is possible with God. Once God stands by your side, just tell him, Papa, I have little strength. That's the secret. If you know you have enough power, then ignore God. You don't need God. I have little strength. That little strength can be little money. I don't have enough cash. I don't have enough people to fill a 5,000 place. I don't have enough hands. I have little. The committee members are just few. 4 or 5 of them worked hard. Yet everything is possible when God stands by your side. He said, because you have kept my word, you have little strength. Guess what? I will set before you an open door. Tell somebody, my door is still open. Say, my door is still open. Many of you think it's just a New Year phrase that we get in, fall in love with, and then after January, February, it's over. I've come to remind you, this is end of April. Your doors are still open. Somebody shout, yes! I don't know which door you're praying that God should open. It's still open. The doors are still open. Opportunities are still coming. Access is still yours. Don't quit on God. Don't quit on your dreams. Don't quit on your aspirations. Don't quit believing God. Don't quit. The doors are still open. Many times, thank you, daughter. Many times we doubt God. We quit believing. We start thinking, maybe I should employ and deploy my senses. Maybe Reverend is not making sense. Maybe these open doors is simply for Reverend and his cohorts. Maybe it's not for me. It's meant for you. It's a prophetic word. To him that believeth, the doors are still open. God hasn't closed the doors. It's up to you to walk in. Many opportunities in business. Many opportunities in government. Many opportunities at your workplace. many opportunities in ministry. The doors are still open. The doors, I see it, I hear it. Like I'm telling you what God told me. I'm here to remind you, if the fault is not his own, God has instructed me this morning to come talk to a lady out there, talk to a man down there, that your doors are still open. And if you want to see the impossible, if you want to see what humanly we call the impracticable, because I sense in my spirit that members are quitting on God daily. People are quitting on faith daily. We keep thinking, maybe it's not working. Maybe this, no, it's working. Because we don't understand the keys to doing the impossible. Keys. Simple keys. Simple keys. If you want to unlock the impossible, use those keys. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked at what God will do for you. Look, he said, it's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let that scripture, meditate on it. Fear not. You're afraid. I'm telling you today on his behalf, it's his pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's his pleasure. It pleases him. It pleases him. But you see, the kingdom's got keys. For he says, I give you the keys of the kingdom. The kingdom's got keys. It's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, to give you the land, to give you those things that you're asking for. He wants to give them to you. He wants to. But you're not getting it. Fear not. You see, God is no respecter of persons. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 through 35. I want you to believe the scriptures I'm giving to you today. He does not respect persons. He respects hearts. Once your heart is filled with faith, God will honor your faith. God is not partial. Oh no, God loves that church more than this church. Oh no, God loves that pastor more than this pastor. No. That pastor is working by faith with God more than that pastor. So God honors faith. God honors faith. Peter opened his mouth and said of the truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears him, walk righteousness, is accepted by him. Simple chicken. And that's what happened at Cross Concert. God honored our faith. God said, you people want to do it? Doors are open for you. Go for it. We are meant to do that at the stadium. Moved it from stadium to a better place. Let us go tired of that place. Let us say, I'm tired of that place. It's my father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. Why can't I go there? Because I go there. They have three heads. Tell me, do they have two, three heads? What's wrong with it? They don't have two, three heads. That's why I like my son, Joel. He knows how to seize the opportunity. I've seen his video with Domwen on everywhere on social media. The man is saying, what do you mean? I'm seeing Domwen here. Grandfather of the gospel, standing by my side. Okay, say you like able God. Able God. Because God is indeed able to do exceedingly abundant above what you ask or even think. Tell them you love able God. Come and wait for me. Come and introduce you to him. Wait. You better seize the moment. You better step forward. The door is open before you and you are still waiting for me to come and tell you, sir, support able God. Wait, I'm coming. You have to have a lion's heart. You have to be brave and courageous. The Lord has been dealing with me on courage. Go search scriptures. Everybody that did great things for God were courageous. To obey God, you need courage. You need bravery. It's not easy. Obedience is not easy. It tells you, leave your father's house. Go to a place that you don't know. It takes boldness to take that step. A lot of courage. He told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Courage. That word courage is more than his New Testament. Faith. Faith. For without faith, nobody can please God. Though even if God is pleased to give you the kingdom, it's your father's good pleasure. You need to get fair faith. For without that faith, you can't please him. Even if he pleases him, he'll give you the kingdom. You don't get it, do you? Even if it pleases him to give you the kingdom without faith, you can't please him. Without courage, our boldness. We need to go back and start teaching faith. This church needs to have a 6-month faith seminar. Faith only. For by faith you'll be healed. Fight for your children. By faith your answers will come. By faith, the moment we stop believing, then we're no more believers. We're no more believers. What are we doing in church? The moment we stop believing, we're no more believers. Faith. Faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith, faith. I remember when Archbishop Idahosa came to a conference many years ago. They asked him at the airport, what's your biggest success? He said, the next one. That thing stuck to my memory. Kept wondering. The next one can be smaller in measure or in comparison. But as far as it's concerned, the next assignment is my biggest one. Never sit on the last. Think of the next. Never sit on the last. Think of the next. Told my PA, I told Premier Agri this morning, my next one is what? TVC. We're going to TVC by God's grace next month. I'm going to pay for 1 year. God will provide. I thought you would put us together for Jesus. I want something new. Something new. Next one, the next one. I'm already thinking about next building. I'm already talking to them. They're going to give us a big place. I'm almost done. One is done. I'll come and announce to you. Next one. You can't just sit on your last. Think of the next. Shout, think of the next. You need to find out the next one. My God, I'm hungry for more. I'm hungry for more. I told them last week, I said, go and book Wally Jenkins. Call them this week. Book a co-hotel, a co-hotel. For next year, don't let's wait. Book now. I thought you would clap. Book now. Book ahead of time. Book. Let them know we're coming back. Let them know we're... Start planning from now. Don't wait till 3 months and say, hey, what are we doing? Where are we going? We are going there. Able God. You don't know what your song has done to me. Able. God is able. God. Able God. Able. Our God is an able God. Able God. Able. Able. Able God. God is able. Man may not be, but God is able. Somebody shout, God is able. Shout, God is able. He's able. He's able. He has ability. He has the power. He has it. We doubt him every day. That's why people are here. There's so many great things waiting to happen. But you refuse to step out by faith. You refuse to step out by faith. God told Abraham, after Sarah laughed, let me project Genesis 18:22. God asked Abraham, is there anything too hard for me to do? Please, quickly. Genesis 18. That's why if you see greatness in some ministries, it's simply because they have more faith. And the men turned their faces. 18:22. And went to Sodom. Abraham stood. God, continue. Quickly. I want to. Is there anything down? Is there anything too hard for me to do? No, I don't want that one. Go to Jesus said, no, in Matthew chapter 19. Quickly. I want to rush it. Matthew 19:26. Quickly. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Can you imagine? Measure one thing that God cannot do. Oh, please, who can help me? Measure one thing that God cannot do. God is able. He cannot lie. No, I'm saying do. God cannot be on God. God cannot be on God. Praise God. He cannot be on God. That's not being on God. Praise God. Because you have too many doctors in your brains. They cannot lie. Is it that answering my question with doctrinal answer? I'm asking practically that give me doctrinal answer. I have too many theologians around me. He cannot lie. Blessing, they say, cannot commit adultery. These people, is that giving you is a man's answer? God is able. Matthew 19:26, Jesus said, there is no impossibility with God. Mark chapter 10, verse 27, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, say, with God, all things are possible. You've got to have that possible in your dictionary, not impossible. Change impossible to impossible. I am. Possible, not impossible. I'm possible. My dreams are possible. Praise God. If anybody comes near me with gloom, with unbelief, with doubt, I will walk you out of my office. If you come to my office, you see two signages. One is be bold. I see it every day. I see it at the back of my desk. I bought it somewhere in the US. I saw this phrase, be bold. I put it there. And I come to my office and I sit on my desk. I say, be bold. That souvenir speaks to me every day. Be bold. And I look at the second one. Dream big, think big. So when you stand and talk to Reverend Kasali, and you're not bold, I will turn it. You say, I'm not dreaming big, I turn it. You say, that's what I want to become the next 10 years of my life. Be bold. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm charged. Because we want to do exploits for God. We have to be bold. We have to believe. God is waiting for us. We keep saying we're waiting on God. He wants us to go out there and take the territory. Breath righteousness. Push out godliness. There's so many false pastors that irritate me. So I'm like, where are the right ones? We're here. Then go out and show yourself. Not all Nigerians are crazy. Not all pastors are fraud. Not all churches are fraudulent churches. We have good churches in town. We have good people around. We must let them know they are good people with integrity, with character. We are Christians. We are Christians. We stand on this book called the Bible. We honor this book. And everything this book tells us to do, we will do. I'm asking him to help us to do valiantly for him. Three keys. Key number one. If you want to do the impossible, key number one. Three keys. Key number one is called obedience. Key of obedience. Many of us don't know how to obey God anymore. We no more obeying God. Obedience is a key. Check everywhere in scriptures. If you find men that do great things for God, they obey God. Obedience. Because what God will tell you to do will not make sense almost times. Matthew chapter 14. verse 27 to 30. Peter told Jesus, if this be you, bid me come. The man walked on water. Christ said, come. It is high. Come. He stepped out. You call that madness. I call that miracle. He stepped out and he started to walk on water. You cannot do the impossible without obedience. Many of us don't know how to obey God anymore. We have a, it says, for thou hast kept my word. Didn't say thou hast analyzed my word. We have many people that critique his word. Every time you hear God's word, you sit down after to start a committee meeting to criticize the word. And analyze the word. Take the word of God on simple face value. God says, come, you go. If it is you today, you say, come. If it is you, bid me come. And Christ says, come. You say, come. How shall I come? With my leg or with my hand? When shall I come? Now or later? Your come. Is it come as in to come or come as in to wait and come? You start asking questions. If you want to come, come. Obedience. I've seen people come to my office to query God in the act of I'm a Christian, but we are cautious. You lack faith. Many of us lack faith, and we must get to that point where we agree that we don't walk by faith anymore. We walk by the balance sheet, balance in our book. There's no money. I can't do it all. Why can't you do it? God says do it. I can't do. That's why most men are not married. Most women are not married. It's no more a faith journey. Everything we do is no more by faith. Obedience is a key to doing the impossible. I'm telling you today, if you like, dump it. If you like, hate me. No man walks by God with God without walking obedience. We find it difficult to obey God. In simple matters, obey God. For thou hast little strength, and you have what? Kept my word. I love what Mary said. John chapter 2, verse 5. This is the secret of obedience. Put that for me. John chapter 2, verse 5, I think. Quickly. Whatsoever he tells you to do. John, is that John 2? Okay, this one is come. John 2, verse 5. Whatsoever he tells you to do. Read it now. Whatsoever he says to you. Nike. Pick this from the Bible. Nike's phrase. Nike, that big. You go do it. Just do it. See, not analyze it. Not criticize it. Don't bring it under the microscope of your human ideology. The woman, that is a mother of Jesus. Do you think she was stupid? She was saying that as a matter of experience. She got this baby by just doing what God said to do. She said, that boy, that my son, whatsoever he tells you to do. But sir, what if it doesn't work? Do it. Hebrews 11, I think verse 13. Amazing scripture. One of the most amazing scripture that Smith Wigglesworth said. Smith Wigglesworth was one of the greatest men that ever walked by faith. With healing and miracles in his bones. Greatest man. I read about the guy, Smith Wigglesworth. He died years ago. He said he would rather die. Believe in God and live 1 second in unbelief. I've never seen that before. He said, and he picked that from this scripture. Smith Wigglesworth told the church, he said, I would rather die on earth believing God for something. God said it, I will believe him and I will die believing him than live 1 second in unbelief. You live all your life in unbelief, not 1 second in faith. He would, you know, when God says, go to that place, I will go there. It's not working, I will stay there. But it's not moving, I will stay there. That's what I mean. I will die believing God. Why? He picked it from that passage. Hebrews 11, 13. Put it for me. These all died, watch me, in faith. At the next phrase, not having received. There are so many things God promised for people. In the scriptures, they didn't get. They died believing God. They just said, not having. Even though they saw them, and they were persuaded, and they embraced them as possible, and they even confessed, but they did not receive. They just died. Just died. Just keep saying, I believe. But nothing is happening. I choose to believe. This is the generation of right, human rights. It is my right to believe. It's my choice to believe. Allow me to believe. Don't take the right of believing from me. I choose to believe God. If you don't, I leave you. But don't come and tell me I'm mad because I believe God. I choose to believe God. Yeah, but you're not healed. Leave me. I believe I'm healed. Healing is coming. My womb is fruitful. I believe. These all died. So, even though you have 20 people around you that doubt the things you believe, keep believing. Keep believing. Keys to doing the impossible. If you know what it means to believe, you know. Look, my life is a life of believing. My background is a background of believing. I've been in ministry all my life. The churches are planted by faith. The things we've done it by faith. The place I'm coming from is not a place where they believe. They teach faith, but they don't believe in faith. Everything they do is doctrinally sound and democratically balanced. And you don't need democracy in faith. Because every time you walk by faith, it is undemocratic. That is the greatest a donation for me. Every time you walk by faith, it is undemocratic. Check your Bible. It is Minority Report. 10 people said, we will die. 2 said, we will not die. Every time, faith is not a democratic venture. Faith is a theocratic venture. Faith does not need everybody to believe. It needs you and God to believe. Theocracy. God is leading me. I was buying a new bus. Ah, Reverend, where's the money? Ah, how? Ah, some people are just perpetually negative. Their middle name is negative. They don't know how to be positive anymore. They cannot be positive or have, they don't know how to be doing faith. They don't have faith. They don't know how to believe God. They can't believe. To believe is a sin to them. And some think to always be negative is to play the devil's advocate. I don't know why you are working for the devil, not God. What's wrong with you? Your friend, as you're a Christian, you are playing devil's advocate. Every time you meet him, can I play devil's advocate? Why are you playing devil's advocate? Did he ask you to work for him? Is he paying you salary? How much is he paying you? I'll pay twice. Quit playing devil's advocate. They are always shut up. I've learned to keep my mouth shut even when I lack faith. I will not stop somebody else's faith. What's wrong with you? Why should you always, always? My wife told me what she went through to get TLC going. I said to her, keep going, sweetheart. They believe, oh, they don't know. Face your dreams. Keep driving your dreams. Keep pushing your dreams. You don't need too many people to believe for who you are. Because there's so many dream killers around us. The dream killers don't know that they're evil, because they have never believed in their life. They don't want me to believe. So the believing is alien to them. So whenever you now come and say God is leading, you say, they're always frightening you. You know that, he comes, and before you know it, your dream dies. You're saying, maybe they're right, they're wrong. Let us balance it. Balance, what are you balancing? Always balancing. You never do anything. Balance. Your life is balancing. Leave us alone with our faith. What you should do, brethren, if you don't believe, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Keep it to your... Stop killing those faith. That's why God was angry with Sarah. Because Sarah laughed. If Sarah had not laughed publicly and laughed in herself, Sarah laughed. Is it possible at this age? God said, why is your wife laughing? Why? She's saying, I cannot do it. Laugh within, don't laugh outside. Don't let me hear your laughter. Don't believe. Christians don't know how to believe anymore. We are always afraid of believing. We don't believe God can do it. God can do it. That's why God is God. God is able. Thank you, God is able. We will sing Able God today again. God is able to charge our faith. I don't know what you are believing God for, because God has sent me to you to help you. I hope Wura is in church today, because I want to pray for her. I prayed for her last night. That her dream will come to pass. She shared a dream with me for ISEF. I want to pray for Wura. Your dream will come to pass. There are NGOs here waiting to be managed. There are people that have burdens and dreams. Come on, I will pray for you. You will see the next 6 months. You will start what you are dreaming of. Stop quitting. Stop being afraid. Stop going back. This cross concert grace to say, God, stimulate mine. Lord, prop me forward. I want to run a church where believers are existing. Where faith is existent. Where we do things by faith. Not by fact anymore. We must walk by faith. Jeremiah backed out that truth to man. In Jeremiah 32 verse 17. That's my favorite passage. You all know it. I pray with it every day. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. I am the God of all flesh. Every time I use that phrase in prayer, people don't get it. Ha! Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing. That we used to sing a song those days. Not like today's songs. Those songs were huge. Ha, Lord God, thou who hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Know that song? Ha, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched hand. Come on, sing it, church members. Nothing is too difficult for thee. I mean, yeah, you sing. Nothing is too difficult. Great and mighty God. Great and mighty God. My God. Great and powerful. Mighty indeed. My God. Mighty. And then. Absolutely. Nothing is too difficult. That's the place. Put your hands together, everybody. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Jeremiah backed it out. The next verse 19 is where you have that great and mighty God, great in counsel, mighty indeed. It's in verse 19. Give me verse 19. Jeremiah 32, you find it there. Verse 19, great in counsel, mighty in works. That's where you have it. All the ways of sons of men. Now go to verse 27. The same passage. Verse 27, quickly. The same passage. Jeremiah was talking to God. Verse 27. The same passage of Jeremiah 32. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything? This is a passage you should brood upon for 1 week. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything? Is it marriage? Is it work? Is it finances? Is there anything? You're afraid you're retiring. You're afraid of your future. Is there anything too hard for me to do? What a question. God is putting it back to you. Think about it. Is there anything too hard for me? Why are you afraid? Fear not. Why are you afraid? Nothing is too hard for God to do. The first key is what? Obedience. Mary said, the obey is just what? Just do it. Tell somebody, say, just do it. Say, whatever God tells you to do, just do it. You must, you know, she said, whatever he, this God, tells you to do. Do what? Don't question it. Then he just told them, put water in the jar. What did they do? He just did it. Yeah, draw the water out. They drew it out. Go and give governor. He gave them. Like them, they're zombie, Abby. Like that. They were just zombies. Just do it. Just do it. Don't think it. Because it's your mind can kill you. Hey, what if it doesn't work? I say, I would rather die believing for me. And they will laugh at you. Let them laugh. For me, oh, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a decision. Second key. I want to close. Second key. Obedience is one. Second key is faith. Obedience is just you obeying God. Second one is faith. Second one is stronger. Is believing God. Now, faith for me has two sides to it. There are two sides to faith. The first side is called conviction. The second side is called courage. I've seen people that lack courage and have conviction. I'm telling you, conviction and what? Some of you are convinced God said it, but you lack courage to do it. That's faith. Faith is not just conviction. Conviction. That's why in Romans chapter 4, I like the way Paul puts conviction. They're being fully persuaded. Ah! That's faith. Being fully persuaded. He was talking about Abraham. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, he said Abraham was fully persuaded. That word persuaded means convinced. Inner conviction. Ah! Strong in your belly. Being fully persuaded. It was our courage. But folks are afraid. That's why we've not moved. Fear. They have not moved. 5 years, 7 years on the same spot. You've not moved. You don't have to believe God anymore. You don't have to believe God anymore. You're just there. Just there. Is he being fully persuaded that what? He was what? God is able. Able God. But he has promised. Listen, the conviction is that what God promised, he is able to do. Able. Able. Able means he has power to do. What a conviction. Hey! Able. Able. What he has promised, he is able to do. Abraham was fully. Now, whether I will get it, but the thing is, God, what he promised, he is able to do. Able. Able. The problem may be me, but not him. The problem may be me, but not him. He's able to do. In fact, Paul has said exceedingly above what you ask or even think. Not what he has told you, what you even ask. Praise God. I want a faith revival in our church. I want a faith revival in this place. Men and women that will not just listen to what I'm saying, but become fully persuaded in this book that what he has promised is able. Everything God. So the most important job is to go and hear his voice on every matter. On every issue, go and hear his voice clearly. Once you hear it, move with conviction. Deploy courage. You will see success. Put your hands together. Believers are people with conviction. You are not a believer if you don't have conviction. I like Thomas, the doubting Thomas. Thomas was a convinced doubter. He doubted with conviction. He said, no, he cannot rise. He cannot conquer death. I'm convinced. The only way you can change my conviction is to see him, touch him, feel him, scratch the area, touch his head. Then I will believe. And guess what? When I believe, nobody can change my belief. Oh, Christ came. He touched me. Feel me. I said in Luke 22, a ghost does not have flesh and bones. It's me. When he touched him, felt him, he said, my Lord and my God. He changed his entire position about Christ. He called him God on the spot. Because he was convinced this is God, not man. Conviction. We are believers because we are convinced. Many of us we lack conviction. When it comes to God, some of you don't even believe God exists. You're just here. Some of you don't even believe that he died and he rose again. Some of you don't even believe in rapture. The way you are planning to live for 100 years, rapture will occur one day. We don't believe us anymore. We don't even believe the things we read here. He says, if we know his coming should affect our lifestyle. Peter said it. It should affect the way we live holy life. Because we know he's coming. But we don't even know rapture. Okay. Rapture for where? When was the last time you had a pastor preach on TV on rapture?
Rapture.
When is it coming? People don't believe it's coming. But Christ is coming. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Look at your neighbor, say.
Let me hear you sing it.
Once more.
Sing it out loud.
Oh, yes. By God's grace, I will be ready when the Lord shall. We don't believe these things anymore.
But it's coming.
You're believing it or not believing it, do not change it. It's coming.
Why?
The book says so, my Bible. David told his son Solomon, rounding up now, his son Solomon, you need courage to walk with God. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 20. So the reason I'm going through this is to tell you what happened at Cross Concert was a function of obedience, courage. To courage, we didn't have money, I said, go ahead. One artist came and said, we need money. I borrowed somewhere, I said, pay, we'll get money back.
Go ahead, we're not going back.
Courage, conviction and courage is faith. God told a king called Asher to be strong to do his work. Paul said to him in Acts 20, Paul did not count his life dear to himself. He was willing to die. That it takes courage. That's faith. Then none of these things move me. Acts 20, verse number 22, 24. None of these things move me. I'm willing to die for the cause of Christ. What a phrase. What a person. What an apostle. Brethren, you cannot walk with God or do the impossible without the key of faith. You have to use the key of faith. It's there. You cannot do the what? Impossible without the key of faith. The last key, and I'm going to close, is the one that is my problem with many of us. We lack the key of hunger. You have to be hungry. I call it status quo. Many of us are not tired of status quo. Our present predicament has become a comfortable predicament. You see, if you want to do the impossible, God, you have to be tired of where you are. There must be a inner desire, key of desire, to say, God, too much. This can be my best in God. There must be that inner desire. The moment you are satisfied,
even if God brings more, we say, take it back.
Inner desire, that is what is driving me. I went to my former church a few weeks ago, and I saw where I left. It looked like a small place. I said, was I in this place, this tiny place? I look at where I am, and I look at where I'm going to. If you know where I'm going to, Martins, you will run. If you see my dream, hey! You can't stop it, though. I will dream it like I'm 80. If it doesn't happen, 80, I will still be dreaming it. Me! You can't stop a dreamer. I'm going to dream it till I die. You don't have to go with me, but I won't stop dreaming. I won't stop dreaming. I won't stop dreaming. Moses did not get to Canaan, but he dreamt of it. He saw it. He couldn't, but he still dreamt. I'm going. I won't stop dreaming. I have an inner desire. If you see my desire, hey! If you see my belly, my desire, huge is small. The four lepers said, why sit we here till I die? That is, you must be tired of status quo. If you are not tired of status quo, you will never do the impossible. Why sit we here till we die? Ever. Let us go and die where there is food in that place. Let's go and die where there is food. As we are eating, we are dying. It's better to die eating than to die hungry. I like those lepers. And these were people that didn't hear God says, does hear the Lord. He just had the desire to live. Tell somebody, have a desire. Say, neighbor. Do you have a desire? Hey! Why is it Nigerians are checking out? They are afraid. They have no desire. They go to Canada. They go to Saudi Arabia. They go to Libya. No desire. They are quitting. They are going to where people build. They are lazy. Lazy bones. We are going to stay here. We are going to fix this country. We are going to build it. This same land will produce milk and honey. This same land will produce plenty and prosperity. This same land will produce greatness for some. This same land will produce and reveal who you are. They will come back 10 years and say, hey, how did you do it? We have desire. I ain't going anywhere. I'm staying here. Money day here. Prosperity day here. Health day here. You just can't see it. I can see it. I ain't going anywhere. I'm staying back here. Desire. Mm-mm. You don't know how hungry I am. You will never do the impossible until you are hungry. You must be hungry for it. You must be hungry. You must say, this church is too small for us. Let's go to... Who is saying yes to me? Who is saying yes with me?
You must desire something bigger for God. I said, God, so that your name can be glorified. Because we have to breed righteous people. We have to release holy people. We have to do ministry the right way. We have to change lives for Christ. Desire. Somebody shout desire.
Desire.
Shout desire.
Desire.
You must be dissatisfied with status quo. Thank God for the choir, but you can do better. Get the point. Thank God, but you must do better. The difference, listen to me, the danger is this. I teach contentment. For godliness with contentment is great gain. I don't teach complacency. Some people mix contentment for complacency or complacency for contentment. They are complacent, not content. Complacency is lack of desire. Contentment is appreciating what you have, not lack of desire. I appreciate what I have. But see, I have what? Desire for more. I'm content. Greed is not being content with what you have. I'm asking for more, more, more. I'm thankful for what I have. Praise God. However, I have desire for... Complacency is the killer of desire. It lacks desire. It's not saying, oh, thank God, you are not even driven to go to the next level. You're not driven at all. No drive. No hunger. No passion. Do your ICANN. ICANN will make you better. Go and do it. Do a course to improve your life. Do a course. Enroll in a school. Pick up another skill. Go around that place and start a small enterprise. Must everybody not tie and go and earn salary? Be the best barber in town. I'm looking for electrician, please, by the way. If you're a very good electrician, let us know. If you are good in it, come, you get money. Find something you can do and be the best in it. See us now, a man diligent in his words, he will sit before kings. I'm a fitness coach, be the best fitness coach. I'm a barber, be the finest barber in town. I'm a fashion designer, make clothes for kings and princes. Be the best you can be. Be the best you can be. I'm a singer. Be the finest artist and psalmist. Be the best. Ladies and gentlemen, look back at what happened on Monday. Look forward to what's going to happen next year. Thank God for the past. Make it a pointer and a reference point to say, if God did that through us, he can do much more with us. Put your hands together and rise to your feet.
Thank you for listening. Worship with us at Foundation of Truth Assembly Headquarters on 40/42 Imam Dauda Street off Eric Mosu Lere, Lagos. God bless you.